Our lives are made up of a series of transitions. Some are part of the natural evolution of life, and others are forced on us. The problem is that transitions are never easy. The truth is that we would rather avoid or manipulate them. You see, if you lost your job and you're in the search of a new one, I bet you'd rather avoid the uncertainty of the search. Or if you lost a loved one, I bet you'd rather skip the pain and agony of the transition. But it's in the uncertainties and difficulties of the transitions that God is able to do his best work in us and through us. The problem is that it's hard for us to see God in the difficult transitions. As a matter of fact, it's in the difficult transition that we ask, why me? It's in the difficult transition that we begin to search and pray, God, where are you? The problem is that we think we know what's best for us. So when God seems like he's distant and doesn't answer our prayers, we decide to take control. But the fact of the matter is that God knows what's best for us. Let's face it, we're not very good at interpreting circumstances. Some of the things we were convinced were good turned out to be bad, and some that we thought were bad turned out to be a blessing. At the end of his ministry on earth, Jesus made the following promise to the disciples. Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and you can be sure that I am with you always to the very end. In the verse we just read, Jesus asked his disciples to lead people through the difficult transition of completely abandoning their old way of living into a totally new way of living, with the understanding that it would not be easy, but with the promise that he would be with them to the very end. The fact that you may not see God in your transition does not mean that God is not with you in the transition. The truth is that God always knows what's best for us.